Dan, is it possible to change somebody who is always negative? Is it possible to change their outlook?
Sure it is. You know, we talk about brain plasticity. It's real, but what we do to people who have a negative outlook is we tell them all the reasons they shouldn't have a negative outlook. That doesn't work. What we need to change a negative attitude is, first of all, a willingness to do it. And then, you know, psychologist Barbara Fredrickson, who wrote a wonderful book called Love 2.0, she talks about something called micro moments of positivity.
What is that?
It's a kind of fancy word you need to satisfy your grant in academia. But what it is very simply, you know, just notice small things, how the greenery looks when it's raining, just for a moment, or a bird, or when your animal comes up to you, or see a child. I mean, there's thousands of them we encounter every day. So just notice these micro moments throughout the day, and that's the beginning.
So it sounds like becoming a more positive person requires practice, just like losing weight or becoming more fit.
Like everything else. You know, it's practice. What we're doing is we are literally rewiring the brain.
But do negative thinkers know that they are negative thinkers? And do they see that as a problem? Because maybe the positive thinkers have the problem.
Well, I read some research years ago, Mike, in that negative thinkers tend to be a bit more accurate than positive thinkers, but they're less happy and their life expectancy is shorter than positive thinkers. So, you know, I personally, I'd rather be happy.
Let's say you're close with somebody who tends to be very negative, and you want to encourage them to maybe take those first steps. How do you go about it without sounding like you're accusing them of something?
You know, when I'm with you and listen to you, you sound so unhappy with the world around you, your job, with yourself. Am I reading this right? Are you unhappy like that? And if they say, yes, I am, you know, then say, you know, there's ways of dealing with this if you would choose. You don't have to be so unhappy. It's treatable. It's fixable. And that's all. I don't think you can do much more than that.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.